Thanks for joining us. I'm Katie Weaver.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. security officials say that they are taking every precaution to guard against an attack on President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration Wednesday. As preparations for the day continue, the FBI is screening thousands of the National Guard members assigned to Washington, D.C. to provide security for the event. Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny is demanding free access of media to the court, hearing what he called the highest degree of lawlessness, and lashed out at the president, Vladimir Putin, accusing him of throwing the criminal code out of the window in fear. Navalny was detained at a Moscow airport Sunday after flying home for the first time since he was poisoned last summer. Later, a Russian judge ruled that Navalny should be held in custody for 30 days until February 15th. The World Health Organization chief says it's not right that younger, healthier adults in wealthier countries get vaccinated against COVID-19 before older people in poorer countries. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus kicked off the WHO's week-long executive board meeting by lamenting that one poor country got only 25 vaccine doses, while more than 39 million doses have been made in nearly 50 richer nations. He says that the world is on the brink of a moral catastrophic failure in assuring access to vaccines. The WHO chief also raised the issue of profits that drug makers can make in richer countries. Coronavirus deaths continue rising in nearly two-thirds of American states as a winter surge pushes the overall toll toward 400,000 amid warnings that a new highly contagious variant is taking hold. As Americans observed the national holiday Monday, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo pleaded with federal authorities to curtail travel from countries where new variants